patience.
Thank you. We've got like big leaders sitting down to discuss all the issues about climate change and the G8 summit and everything. Why do you think it is that your campaign with Surface Against Sewage works so much better than all of these big leaders trying to discuss it?
The big leaders have got loads and loads of things on their agendas, and they're trying to kind of, one of the things they're trying to do is just survive politically. And I think, you know, that's a shame that that's where their focus is. And they're trying to say, well, we've got all these people, but they're still pursuing financial growth. They're still saying, we can make you all rich, we can make you all live longer, we can make, you know, is that actually good? Can we actually, and living the carbon climate guzzling dream, you know, if you, it's interesting, the tobacco advertising. If every time you bought petrol, there was on your receipt a picture of someone dying because of climate change, or a coral reef going, you know, into extinction and breaking apart, maybe that's the way that we need to be working. But you can imagine the lobby to get that changed. You know, it's only a year since, you know, a year and a bit since the whole BP Gulf thing. And, you know, the guy who was the boss of that, Tony Hayward, yeah, he got sacked as the boss of that, but he's already making millions for another company, driving oil. You know, Greg Barker, who's the energy minister, who, you know, is supposed to be pushing renewable energy. His previous job was PR manager for a Russian oil company. That's his background. So is he really going to be driving? Mm-hmm. But nobody's, I haven't seen that one place in the media. But that, when you go, if you look him up on Wikipedia, look up Greg Barker, and that's what he was. PR manager for a Russian oil company. And he has links to then a company who's Abramovich, who's the boss of Chelsea, billionaire off the oil industry. So is Greg Barker, who are his mates? Are you and I his mates, or are the oil guys his mates? So when he sits down and goes, I'm really going to push oil, that's what he